Seth Crane's on the line with us. We got a chance to talk about a sale yesterday out at the Hondo auction. A little lighter run yesterday with all that rain over the weekend. Let's find out. Good morning, Seth. Doing all right?
I'm doing good, Mike. You?
I'm doing pretty good. Time for that KCWM market report. And how'd it go yesterday?
It went pretty good, Mike. Ended up with 170 head and, you know, a little rain around the area. You know, some people had some people didn't it, and some people, I guess, had a whole bunch, but...
Yeah.
Either way, it was good what we had, and it cooled it off a little bit. Like I say, 170 head on the Packer cow side. Probably had 30 or 40 cows in all there yesterday, bred cows and everything on the Packer end of them, 55 to 72. They continue to take a little bit off those cows. And on the bulls, kind of the same story on the bottom end, cripple bulls, 71 cents. On up to the best bull we had yesterday at 87, didn't have a real high yielding bull there yesterday, looked like. As far as the pair side, had a few pretty good little pairs there, 1,500 up to 1,650. And on the bred cows, $1,000 up to 17.5. Still looks, like there's some interest there in that replacement market. I thought we got along pretty good there. Calf side, the market looks pretty steady still. I thought we had a good sale on the calves there yesterday. Given what the futures market's been doing, I thought we were steady again. 2 to 3 weight steers, $1.50 up to $1.92. 2 to 3 weight heifers, $1.32 to $1.51. 3 to 4 weight steers, $1.31 to $1.59. 3 to 4 weight heifers, $1.25 to $1.43. 4 to 5 weight steers, $1.44 to $1.50. 4 to 5 weight heifers, $1.20 to $1.42. 5 to 6 weight steers, $1.20 up to $1.31. 5 to 6 weight heifers, $1.12 to $1.34. 6 to 7 weight steers and bull calves, $1.10 to $1.25. 6 to 7 weight heifers, $1.05 to $1.32. 7 to 8 weight steers and bull yearlings, dollar bill up to $1.18. And 7 to 8 weight heifers, $0.95 to $1.13. And again, on some of those higher heifer prices, those are replacements going back to the country. Still quite a few people buying some heifers. But like I say, Mike, all in all, I thought we had a steady market and another good sale. Just I think it would dry out here over the next 10 days or so and cool off a little bit, and it'd be a good time to catch some cattle and sell some cattle and whatnot. So I think the run will be a little bit better coming up, and then into that special stocker feeder sale on October the 10th. I'd like to remind everybody about, we're going to have 50 or so crossbred first calf pairs coming. They've been running back with Brangus bulls. Ought to be a pretty good kind there, and about 35 bred black and black baldy heifers. They're going to be big, stout kind of heifers, and be pretty good kind. So it ought to be a pretty good replacement sale on that end, and lots of good ranch calves and wean calves coming to the sale. So I think we'll have a big run that day and be good time to sell some cattle, like I say, with this weather cooling off.
Again, that's October 10th. And let's go back to yesterday if we could and talk a little bit about the goats. Not as many of them yesterday, was it?
No, not near as many as a week prior, but I think had a good billy there, bring up over $250, and some of those Barber Doe young rams there bring anywhere from 100 and a quarter up to home to 180. So still had a good goat sale, and sure, nothing wrong with that market.
Looked like this rain we've been having been coming at a pretty good time. Lots of folks got some oat seed in the ground, don't they?
Oh yeah, a few people have planted, and keep the worms out of it and everything, and get it up. Sure looked like it'd be a good fall, and it kind of freshened up this grass,
Yeah.
Everybody had a lot of good grass, and
sure.
A little rain sure helps out.
Man,
came in a good time.
Yeah, and this the temperature feeds a little better too, doesn't it?
Oh man.
Makes it a lot more fun to get out and work livestock.
I guarantee you, Mike.
All right, let's get some phone numbers, Seth.
You bet. You can get myself, my dad, Butter Crane, or Howard Billings right there at the office, 830-741-8061. Get me on my cell phone, 210-288-3960. And for updates and information, HondoLivestock.com.
All right, sounds great, Seth. Appreciate it. We look forward to visiting with you again next Tuesday morning.
You bet, Mike.
D.
This is Seth Crane from the Hondo Livestock Auction. Looking to buy or sell some sheep, cattle, or goats at a convenient location with competitive market prices and top quality service? Butter, Howard, or I can take care of all of your needs, including cattle hauling and working services also. Butter Crane's Union Commission Company is open every day on the airbase in Hondo. Sales begin every Monday morning at 11 a.m. with the sheep and the goats, and then the cattle at 11:30. In Hondo, call 426-3383 or on the Metro at 741-8061. Special stocker feeder sales are every even-numbered month, generally on the second Monday. Be listening for market reports at 6:20 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday on the KCWM Morning Report on 1460. Information also on the internet at hondolivestock.com. Hondo Auction and Union Commission Company on the airbase in Hondo.